you not only ride in this race, you are sponsors of it. Why? Lots of races.
Yeah, we lost a friend to cystic fibrosis about 20 years ago. And he was a co-worker of Smith. And in his memory, people organized a golf tournament and we sponsored it. And at the time when, and Dave got his transplant and started Raven Rock a few years after that. And when Dave started the ride, we looked at each other and said, you know what, we can't care less about golf. So we sponsor in memory of our friend, but here we can help somebody who's alive, helping people that are afflicted with the same condition, and it's something we like to do. So why don't we both volunteer and sponsor, because we care and it's going to be good for the community.
So David did have a kidney transplant. He's done unbelievably well with it. As a transplant patient, he's participated in the transplant Olympic Games when they were going on, and rides constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I think he likes his bike.
Yes, he does.
Yes. But you know, for most of us, riding is also part of our balance in life and how we handle and relieve stress. So it's really an important balance in your life about how you get to be healthy, stay energetic, and yeah, it's part of a whole outlook on life.
And also it's a good thing. And the nice thing about these longer events, you also get, I'll say, that good healthy fatigue in yourself. So it's easier, other than getting rid of the stress, it also makes you relax easier than when you sleep. You can sleep then instead of being as restless and all that.
I'm sure that's true. The other very nice part about the Raven Rock Ramble is literally 100% of the of the proceeds go to help patients who have kidney issues of one kind or another. So all of the money is directed at the target audience rather than being used for administrative activities.
I know when we first started thinking about sponsoring, when we brought up the idea he was going to do the ride and all this, and so I started asking, okay, where's the money going? What's it going to be used for? You know, kind of figuring out, is it 10% goes to the foundation and other places, or kind of to understand where the money was going. And it was, and you could see the look on David's face was like, okay, it's only $20 or $30 or what it was. Why are you asking me so many questions? Then at the end, I said, okay, the reason I'm asking so many is that we decided we wanted to be a sponsor.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I can promise you, though, that unlike other places that we generates dollars for one way or the other, as a donor, you always worry that the money's going to go to administrative costs. That there are many examples in the news recently where the majority of the money does not go to the target population. It goes for administrative expenses.
Right.
And the Kidney Center puts literally all of these dollars to work for patients with kidney disease or patients who require kidney transplantation.
Yeah, and we like that aspect, that it was also for a local charity or a local initiative that would have a direct impact on folks locally here.